Ed Bell's South Florida Arts Beat, which airs each Friday at 1 p.m., is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on WLRN Extra HD, now with more power and better coverage in South Florida. Listen on your HD radio at 91.3-2 or live online at WLRN.org.
You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program today, contributor Chris DeAngelis previews the annual celebration of Polynesian culture and so much more, the Hukilau, coming to Fort Lauderdale next week. We'll speak with jazz drummer Duffy Jackson, who will swing the Arts Garage on the 20th and 21st. Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. The culinary extravaganza known as the Taste of the Caribbean takes place in downtown Miami at the Hyatt Regency starting next Friday, June 12th. This popular culinary and cultural showcase will present sumptuous gourmet meals and delicious creative cocktails at competitions open to the public, culminating in a taste-a-thon called Taste of the Islands in a grand ballroom with live music, cooking demos and tastings, as well as Caribbean island booths coordinated by the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. And we want to welcome to South Florida Arts Beat Mr. Matt Cooper, Chief Marketing Officer of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. Matt, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ed. Great to be here.
Tell me how the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association produces this each and every year. It's a pretty big thing throughout the Caribbean, right?
It is. It's an event that really the Caribbean Hotel Association started in the 70s as a recipe competition among friendly competitive island chefs, and a thing called the Caribbean Culinary Federation that was formed a bit later really created the competition among islands. So this year we'll feature 10 culinary teams, 10 national teams from different islands: Bahamas, Barbados, Bonaire, British Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, Anguilla, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Suriname, and St. Lucia. And they will come up to Miami the weekend of June 12th to compete to see who are the tops in the region.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Is this something the involved islands are working on all year long? I mean, is it a big social thing?
It's really a matter of huge national pride on each island. So, yes, it does start way before June for a lot of these competitors, as each island team is formed typically by the national or led by the national hotel associations, who are members of our Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. And they'll create culinary contests for food and beverage professionals in the Caribbean to compete. So they'll come together and have their own competitions to recruit the chef on their culinary team, pastry chef. There's a junior chef, and there's a bartender as well that represents each of the competing islands. So yeah, they get together and they compete to see who's going to represent the island here at their regional showdown here in June.
So Friday, June 12th is the big competition. We'll speak about the lunch and the dinner. And then Saturday, June 13th, the showcase, the Taste of the Islands competition. Now, some people, I feel, might not fully know about the cuisine of the Caribbean. I myself, one of those. I'm thinking conch salad, and I don't think much past that. But I know Jamaica, for instance, has ackee and its own special dishes and whatnot. Talk about some of the distinct dishes from the countries that will be represented.
There's really an amazing story in talking about Caribbean food and Caribbean cuisine, and it's really testament to its history and to the diversity of cultures that have landed in the region over the years because of migration, immigration, conquest, and all the like, and the mix of all the folks that came from other places with their indigenous people that were already on these islands. So there's a diverse representation of cuisine, as diverse as the nationalities are represented in the region, you know, starting with four languages, right? So we've got English, French, Spanish, and Dutch all represented in the region. And then there's the influence of course, there's African influence. There's a ton of European influence on the Dutch islands. Of course, you see Dutch influence, but not only Dutch influence, but their influence from the colonies that they had elsewhere in other parts of the world. Hmm. So some of the greatest Indonesian cuisine, for instance, on this side of the world, you can find in Curacao and Aruba. Oh. Because they're Dutch and it's what they brought. Indian food, same. There's a tremendous Chinese representation scattered throughout the islands as well. So mm-hmm. there's Chinese Jamaican food. There's a huge representation of Asian cultures, not just Chinese, in Trinidad and Tobago and other places. There's just so much diversity represented. But at the same time, there are ties that bind. So there's a huge variety of root vegetables, for instance, all over the Caribbean, name different things in different places. So yuca in Cuba and Puerto Rico is cassava. It's the same plant, right? And so many other vegetables like that, root vegetables that are represented all over the place, not to mention the tropical fruits and the wildlife that's there. So obviously a ton of seafood, as you touched on, with conch, very popular in the Bahamas, and by virtue of the Bahamians coming to Florida, now very popular in Florida. It's just an amazing, really, dichotomy of food. You have to come out and check it out.
Well, you'll give us that opportunity on Saturday, June 13th, for the showcase, the Taste of the Islands, part of Taste of the Caribbean. But let's back up. Friday, June 12th, the competition.
That's right. We'll split our 10 teams up into two, and we will have a competition lunch that will be prepared by the teams from the Bahamas, Barbados, Bonaire, British Virgin Islands, and U.S. Virgin Islands. And the dinner will be prepared by the other five teams, Anguilla, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Suriname, and St. Lucia. And each of these lunches and dinners are ticketed events and a great deal, especially considering that we're serving up a three-course meal at each, the lunch and the dinner.
So the lunch is 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. and dinner 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. That is Friday, June 12th at the
Hyatt Regency downtown Miami.
Now we move on to the next day, Saturday, June 13th, the Taste of the Islands during Taste of the Caribbean. That's the showcase.
That's right. So we'll have our 10 national culinary teams and then some showcasing tapas-style portions for the public. And that's completely open to the public, another ticketed event. Great deal considering how much food is being offered and the variety of the cuisine that'll be down there. And you can't really speak about Caribbean cuisine without sampling the rum. So we will have some especially smaller rum makers represented there as well. So it should be a great party. We'll have entertainment from several different islands. The tourist boards on each island, not only from the competing teams, but elsewhere in the Caribbean, have been invited to add to the entertainment as well. So it should be quite an interactive event and representative of the variety of cultures that we have in our fold.
Marvelous. Live music. I understand cooking demos too, Matt.
Absolutely. Well, throughout the weekend, we have competitions going on. So there will be a pastry chef competition. There is a bartender competition. The bartenders have four different varieties. So there's a rum competition, a vodka competition, a non-alcoholic drink competition, and then the final. So there are several competitions going on throughout the weekend, and folks can come out and see that as well.
I understand there'll be booths from the various islands offering information about their specific homes. And I also understand there'll be five main awards for the chefs.
That's right. We will have a Caribbean national team awarded, so kings and queens of the region, the Caribbean chef of the year as well, so the head chef, pastry chef of the year, the Caribbean bartender of the year, and we have a junior chef competition as well.
Well, this is so South Florida, if I may, and how magnificent that you all have helped to bring it here to the Hyatt Regency Miami on the river in downtown Miami. More information at CHTA, as in Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, tasteofthecaribbean.com, CHTA, tasteofthecaribbean.com.
You can also find ticket information and other information on the event on Eventbrite. And on our social handles, CHTA Taste of the Caribbean on Facebook, and on Twitter, CHTA Taste Carib, C-A-R-I-B.
Wonderful. Well, good luck on this year's Taste of the Caribbean. Matt Cooper, he is the Chief Marketing Officer of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. Sounds like quite a delicious and wonderfully educational affair, sir.
Well, thanks so much for having us on, Ed. We really appreciate the support. We look forward to seeing you on June 12th and 13th.
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.